Let us join with Christians all around the world in all times and places and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed found on the Bible, page 2 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified and Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of our Father. He will come again and glory to judge the living and the dead, and in his kingdom without end.
Prayers for people can be found on page 3. And peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world. For Donald, our president. For Charlie, our governor. And Norman, our town manager.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For those who are un- and underemployed, that they would not lose hope or heart. Help us ever to remind them of their inherent dignity and worth. For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, and Alan, Gail, and Jim, our bishops, and for all bishops and other ministers. For all who serve God in this church.
You may add your own petitions, either silently or aloud. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. You may add your own thanksgivings.
Thanksgiving for David's operation.
We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Receive your servant George into your kingdom and bless him forever.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. Let us confess our sin before God and in the presence of one another.
God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world we have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, the evil we have done on our behalf, and the good we could have done, but did not. Forgive and restore all your sight in us through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we may abide in your love and joyfully serve you in all that we do. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share God's peace with one another.
Out of nothing but your love, you created light and order, and the universe was born. You breathed life into countless forms and set them in countless places. All creation bears the mark of your hand and the light of your spirit. And you call all things good.
Yes, good.
But in our guilt and shame, we would hide from you for how we spoil your creation and unjustly treat the poor and outcasts. Nevertheless, you love us still, and like a father, seek to save us, like a mother, to teach and strengthen us. And so we remember that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Together as the body of Christ, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come. We remember his life lived for others, his death and resurrection, and the promise of his coming to us again, when, with the world made new, all sin and sorrow will be no more. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Such joy in the life you give us that we can't help but gladly share all things with those in need.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Holy and life-giving God, we open our hearts to you in deepest gratitude. Thankful for Jesus, our brother and Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, in unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
Now gathered together in the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not all into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of
body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
It is.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
One God, Mother of us all, be among you and remain with you.